Welcome to episode 91 of the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to succeed as a leader in your organization. I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army veteran and author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode, we're going to talk about training. So let's begin. In the last episode, episode 90, I talked about bad customer service and the recent bad customer service experiences. At the end, I started talking about training staff and employees to avoid becoming the latest example of bad customer service on the 11 o'clock news. And with that being said, training, I want to amplify on that this time. See, it all begins and ends with you as a leader. See, leaders have a wide variety of roles to play, one of which is that of trainer, somebody who trains other people. And training others is how leaders create more leaders. See, when a leader takes on training himself or herself, he or she is showing his or her followers that they matter, that they are important, and that the leader cares about his or her followers and their future as leaders. Unfortunately, for most organizations, their only form of training comes in the form of new employee orientation, NEO, where they fill out forms, you do your W-9, all of that stuff, but you're also given the employee handbook, here, study it on your own, you're going to be held to these standards, and that's it. That's not right. You and I both know that. That's not right. However, there are some extremely rare cases where specialty training goes immediately after the new employee orientation and before the employee actually hits the work floor and starts working and starts doing their job. And that training I've seen in some cases can last up to a month or if not longer. But I've seen 2 weeks. I've seen a month. It's good. It's better than nothing. And, well, I don't know if it's better than nothing, because then there's the dreaded three-word training theory. And yes, it is a training theory. It's called on-the-job training, OJT, as it's popularly known. By the dreaded OJT, I mean that on-the-job training is usually not conducted by the best employee or the employee's manager or first-level supervisor. It's usually conducted by someone that is there just doing the job. And when OJT is conducted by someone that is there just doing the job, that is exactly what is being conveyed to the new hire, to the new employee, to the new person. Just do this. Do enough to get by. This is what you need to do. This is it. Now, of course, there's some, now, again, I don't want to clump everybody into it. There are some organizations that get it, and they understand training, and they make certain that new hires are trained by the best employee, or their first-level supervisor, or the manager, or the section leader, whatever. But somebody who's there that wants to do the job, that wants to succeed, that has a vested interest in success, then yeah, there's no problem there. That's a good thing. Because it creates a situation of, well, it creates an opportunity for those leaders, those first level leaders, those managers, those individuals in the chain of command to deliver the intent of the organization as a whole. Meaning the mission and vision is not only talked about, but it's also put into play as part of the training. Meaning this is your job, and don't just do the minimum, but here's how you can do more. Here's how you can grow. Here's what you can do. And here's how we become better because of what you do. So think about that. And like I said, there are some organizations that are great at that. But for the most part, the majority is just get the bodies out there, get them to work, start production. Good luck. And speaking of good luck, those organizations that just have NEO or new employee orientation and that's it, you know, usually all they have after that is like, you know, congratulations, thank you for signing and filling out the W-2, here's your insurance paperwork, thank you for filling that out, here is your employee handbook, please understand it, and the last thing they tell them before they release them to the section or the department or the group or whatever, good luck, you're on your own. Now, that's just those rare organizations. And there are others that offer annual and semi-annual trainings, and that's a good thing. It means, hey, there's some stuff we have to be refreshed on. There's stuff that we have to be recertified on. There is training that needs to get done at a level that is either constantly changing because of, industry standards being changed or updated or downgraded, depends on what's going on. Criteria that's constantly being updated. Federal law that has changed. State law that's changed. Municipal law that's changed. So everybody needs to be trained as it affects them. And just telling them, oh, well, go read this article. That's great. That's fine. Or, oh, go read this law. Good luck, unless you're a lawyer. Good luck. Have you ever read a law, let alone write one? A federal law? My, it's huge. So while it's easy to just tell people, oh, you go train on your own, the problem is there's no follow-up. There's nothing that says, okay, now that you've read it, did you understand what it meant by this? Did you understand what it meant by that? Did you understand what it meant by this situation happening? See, that's where things really can get crazy. Because if there's no follow-through, then there's just no understanding of what was read or not read. And as a leader, you need to understand that your people are going to have questions, whether they read it, fully comprehend it, understand it. They're still going to have questions, especially stuff that's not from within. It's something they're not constantly practicing on. So where does this leave you as a leader? Simply, it leaves you in a position to go beyond the normal, beyond the expectations, and most of all, it leaves you in a position to go beyond the old excuse of, well, we've always done it this way. It means you have to step up. It means you have to go one step further than everybody else is going. Sure, there's some organizations that have full-time trainers. Great. But they're doing their job, which means training everybody in the organization. And if you're in the accounting department, well, there's new accounting rules that have just come out. If you're in the tax revenue department, or you're dealing with tax revenue and how to pay it, how to deal with it, how to file, then you've got to get trained. And that's where your supervisor steps in. They have to go beyond just the expectations of, oh, here you go, do it yourself. Leaders will do that. Great leaders will do that. Great leaders will go out there and teach anything and everything. If there's a moment to teach something, if there's somebody who wants to learn in the department something new, or they haven't, this is the first time they're encountering it, and yet others have already, you know what? There's no harm in saying, hey, look, everybody gather around. Let's do a little refresher. It's the first time for John, but for Mary, Steve, and everybody else, I know you've gone through this, but you know it's a perfect time for a refresher. Let's make sure we're all on the same sheet of music. And that way you can hear what I'm telling the new guy, and you old-timers will say, hey, this is what he said. This is what the boss said. This is what our manager said. This is what our section leader said. This is what was told. This is our expectation. And that way it gets everybody on the same sheet of music and everybody's talking and understanding what's going on. So that's what I mean by teach them anything and everything. There's those teachable moments that are going to have to be one-on-one. But at the same time, there's going to be moments when you bring in the entire section. You just stop what they're doing. You bring them in. Look, here's how we answer the telephone. Here's the expectation of how we greet our guests as they walk in through the front door. This is the expectation at the end of the day. This is the expectation before we unlock the front door. This is the standard. And here's what we can do to go beyond that. There's nothing wrong with reminding people. And if you have to do that monthly, that's great. Weekly, okay. Daily, something's going on. Weekly, monthly, every 2 months, every 6 months, that's fine. But when the opportunity pops up, do it. Even do it if you've just gone over that subject, say answering the telephone. So you've gone over that subject, and now it's time, and next week, somebody made a mistake. Gather everybody around. Look, here's a refresher. We just talked about this last week. Here's what we're not putting this into play. We're now making this happen. So teach them. Teach them the job. Teach them everything about the job. Teach them the standards of the job, obviously, and don't hesitate to teach them to go beyond the standards of the job. Teach them the expected and the unexpected, because 9 times out of 10, the unexpected is going to happen. Well, we were never trained on that. How do we deal with that? Well, you deal with the unexpected. You just get out there and you teach. As a leader, that's your job. That's how you make new leaders. That's how you figure out who needs more work, who you need to keep your eye on, and who is well on their way to becoming the next leader. Who could be the person that could replace you when you move up the chain? You should be thinking that way. Everybody in your department should be able to replace you when you move up. Because if they can't replace you, you as a leader, well, what can I say? You have failed. So do not be afraid to teach. Do not be afraid to stand up. Do not be afraid to call everybody in. And do not be afraid to do one-on-one lessons. But most of all, do not be afraid to lead. Because leading is training, and training is part of leading. It's that simple. Well, what do you think about what I just talked about in this episode of the Walking Leader podcast? What do you think about training as a necessary tool of a leader in any organization, any leader? So do you have any questions about this podcast or the entire Walking Leader podcast series? Then please email me those questions at dave@daveguerra.com or tweet them to me at @daveguerra, all one word, DaveGuerra. Also, I invite you to sign up for my newsletter at daveguerra.com/subscribe. And lastly, I invite you to check out my new 3,000-word leadership lesson series out exclusively for the Amazon Kindle. And I will include a link to that in the show notes of this episode on my website. Folks, my name is David Guerra, United States Army veteran, businessman, entrepreneur, and author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. I invite you to pick up your paperback copy or digital copy of The Walking Leader at Amazon.com and at Barnes & Noble. I thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. Most of all, I do appreciate you. Thanks again. And remember to go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is great to follow.